Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Underdog, Robert Palmer, and Sex Doll Butts. They're all coming up right after this.
Oh, I spilled my beer all over my classy new Miami Heat shirt. What shall I use to sop it up?
You need the paper towel that everyone is talking about. New LeBronny paper towels.
LeBronny towels, huh? Ain't that those really expensive ones from Cleveland?
That's right. You'll pay more for LeBronny, but they're worth it. LeBronny paper towels have deep currency-lined pockets that soak up both spills and an undue amount of attention.
Can I depend on LeBronny?
Absolutely. Well, at least for a few years, LeBronny won't let you down. Of course, eventually you might wake up one morning to discover that LeBronny is gone. But don't worry, you'll find some other paper towel. In the meantime, LeBronny is the best paper towel money can buy.
So people really like LeBronny, eh?
It depends on who you ask. People in Miami love LeBronny. Other places, not so much.
Is it really worth the money? I mean, will LeBronny really soak up spills better than them other paper towels?
Don't take my word for it. Just listen to what this fan in Cleveland says.
LeBronny sucks!
Sucks?
Oh, yeah. It sucks up spills better than any other paper towel. So go out today and pick up some LeBronny. It's self-absorbent beyond belief. If you've got enough money, LeBronny paper towels will come work for you anywhere. Only from Bob and Tom Industries.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's the Bob and Tom Show. Today's defendant, Christy Lee.
I didn't do it.
No, what's that mirror doing on your ceiling?
Not guilty. He made me do it.
Why did he want you to put it in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Well.
This is a Josh joke. Go ahead, take it.
Pat Godwin, how the heck are you?
I'm good. How about you, Josh?
Terrific. Would that not be the greatest thing of all time if you went to Josh's house and there was a mirror on the ceiling of the kitchen? No explanation.
No, that's pretty funny.
Do you have a kitchen island?
I don't.
Oh.
So why do you have that mirror? I like to watch myself eat.
By the way, that's probably out there somewhere.
That's a good sight gag.
That's very that's funny.
Ace Cosby manning the board.
Hey.
And boy, is he manning it, Christy. Oh. Will you look at that?
Oh, he's a man, all right.
Oh, look, he's got that quarter zip top.
Oh, yeah, showing
Christy,
enough.
You just want to grab that zip with your teeth and go south?
No, Ace is like my brother. That's disgusting.
That makes it even kinkier.
No.
Ooh, taboo. Jeff Oskey.
What's up?
Sitting in for Chick McGee. Keep getting better, Chicky. We miss you. Willie is out in L.A. with Kostaki. My gosh, they're checking out the Radio Row there for the Super
Partying
Bowl.
Very exciting.
Yes, I'm Josh Arnold here at the IHateStevenSinger.com sidekick chair. We'll be talking to Steven a little later. And Tom is, of course, in his place with his bright, shiny face.
Thank you very much. Once again, I prefer being referred to as Notorious TBG.
Oh, I apologize. Write that down. Apologies.
A.K.A.
No.
Biggie Cox. Because I'm related. I'm related, of course, to Wally Cox.
Nobody knows who Wally Cox is.
Yes, they do.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Wally Cox, the voice of Underdog.
Boy.
Yeah, that's relatable. I think he's more relatable on Hollywood Squares than anything else.
No, Underdog was the thing.
Okay.
Whatever. We're arguing over...
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Oh, I like the theme. That's good.
When criminals in this world appear, bring the law that they should fear. And fight to all who see or hear. The cry goes up both far and near for Underdog.
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 Don't you love it?
Underdog.
I mean, it's muddy. Oh. He was only 48 when he died, Wally Cox.
Yeah.
He was only 48?
Wow. Yeah. He looked like he was 52.
His whole life.
Well, that's only 4 years, isn't
yeah.
it?
Well, but Wally Cox, Marlon Brando's best friend.
Isn't that interesting?
Of all random things.
That's fascinating.
Didn't Underdog have to take a pill?
A super pill? Like
yeah, in his ring or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dean's agreeing.
Yes.
Yeah. Underdog.
Wow. That's
wasn't he on a show called Mr. Peepers?
Yep.
Yeah, about the local pervert?
Before he
Wally Cox?
What?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. What was Mr. Peepers, Tom?
I never. That's way before my time, even. So.
Well, that's why I'm asking you.
Okay. I don't know. Now, we were also talking about snacks for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff has.
Yeah. Oh, we had some people write in, and one person says he likes to take two Hershey bars, put a layer of mayo in between, and make a Hershey bar sandwich.
No.
That sounds terrible.
No.
That's that's quite something.
Yeah. But I did the.
I just threw up a little bit.
Better than Robert Redford cake. We have posted the recipe, and there are apparently a lot of variations on it.
Yes,
it started as apparently better than sex cake, but then going to the church social, they changed it to better than Robert Redford cake
than Robert Redford dessert because it kind of isn't really
for fun this weekend. When you make it, substitute mayo for the whipped cream and surprise all your family.
Or not. I would
hate you.
Here's a suggestion. This is better than a Robert Redford cake. It's called better than Robert Palmer cake because it's...
Simply irresistible.
I love this song.
Oh, I like a lot of his stuff.
Me
it's
too.
Great. Yeah.
Addicted to love.
His voice.
Yeah.
Man, he had the hottest band.
Yeah.
Oh, those girls really didn't play that?
No, they were just dancing in the back.
An MTV classic.
Yeah. Two of them.
Probably made in 3 hours.
I was a Robert Palmer girl once.
What?
I did the makeup. Remember when we did a live show?
Yeah.
We did a live show and a couple of the girls here and the staff, we became Robert Palmer girls.
Oh, that's fun.
Do you have any
pictures? I do have a picture
somewhere. What was under the dress? Did you have a...
We just wore short black dresses.
Her boobs.
Nothing under. What do you mean? What was under the dress?
Well, in the video, they were
dessert.
They're braless in the video.
Oh, my God.
Are they really? What?
Yeah, we are.
I'm sorry. I just didn't.
I mean, oh, yeah.
They're what?
They're braless.
Completely braless. That's the whole allure of that video, those two videos.
I never noticed that.
I never noticed that.
Take a good look.
I didn't either.
Wow. Well,
that was before High Def TV, Pat. You must have been very close to
that's
the screen.
That's why I can't see it this day.
Note the glasses.
Robert Palmer did not live long.
No, I remember. Remember where we were all together when we found out when he passed away? We were on a plane to the Bahamas. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had no idea he was dead.
Oh, yeah. He's been gone a long time.
He was a chain smoker of French cigarettes.
Might as well face it. He was addicted to butts.
That's a whole different fetish.
How did we get on Robert
Palmer? Cigarette butts.
Again, that's why I was asking you if maybe you could come out with the butt-oriented blow-up dolls.
You know, they sell just butts.
Yeah.
If you want just a butt.
Blow-up butt?
No. It's like a, silicone. Yeah. And you can get them of your favorite porn star.
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I'll never forget the one. I was in a porn shop with some friends. We were out of town somewhere, and we went into this place, and we saw a lot of those butts. And
are they packaged?
Yes. And then I looked over, and in a box was Jenna Jameson's head.
No!
This is crazy.
Are these licensed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. The porn stars actually model for them. They would actually get the silicone molds and stuff. Hmm. I saw a documentary about it. This guy was getting his part done.
Well, front or back part?
Front. And he was sitting there, and they were like, you have to stay tumescent. Yeah. And yeah, yeah. And so he was like, well, I need a little help. And then this girl started kissing on his neck. He's like, thank you, thank you.
Now, how hot is the latex as they pour it on
you? Dude, it was weird. They made this plaster mold, and then they poured the... Yeah, they don't actually pour the latex on there.
Oh.
They just make a plaster mold of it, and then they...
What would this...
Still,
this
that guy, would, wouldn't that be hard?
Was this like for a Valentine's Day gift for somebody? Or?
It was for a mass-produced line of dildos.
Would that be hard, so to speak, for a man to do?
I think so, because it's so clinical.
Right.
You're just in a... Yeah.
You got
to that he had to have a fluffer, if you will.
Was it like a paper mache where they ripped up that paper and plastered it?
No, they smeared it all over him, like that plaster or whatever. Then they just let it harden, and then they took it carefully. They took it off, and my gosh, because if he had gone soft, then it would have not made the hole.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, and I'm sure as he was doing it, he was singing to himself. Looks like my genitalia are in stores all over America.
Oh, if I can license my wiener, I'm doing it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tom, why don't we make the Biggie Cox marital aid?
Notorious H.O.G.
We could have the men of the butt.
Well, squeeze them and they talk.
So how do we do this quarter, Tom? Well, we continue to lose money. It looks like we're going to be shredding $1,000.
Well, other than he seems to be selling him as gag gifts at bachelorette parties.
Well, once again, the Ace is our top seller.
Use mine as a toothpick.
People are stereotyping.
Godwins are selling as those little rubber fingers at offices.
That's just mean, isn't it?
Man? Well, he said toothpick at first.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He's the one that's hung like a Greek god. We already know that.
Yeah.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
All right, we teased this before the break. If Rob Gronkowski were to play with any other quarterback besides Tom Brady, because, you know, he said he would never play with another quarterback in the NFL, who would it be? Because he did announce yesterday during the Autograph NFTs podcast, or whatever that show is, that there is one quarterback that he really likes and he would really consider playing with.
Huh.
Yes. It is Joe Burrow.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, wow. He could become a Cincinnati Bengal.
Wow, perfect.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be exciting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yes. Gronkowski will become an unrestricted free agent in March. There'll be a handful of teams looking to lure him, of course. He's an all-pro tight end. And the Bengals tight end, CJ, is it Umoza?
Was this the whole thing about the taking Uzoma? Off the brace, ripping off the brace?
Was also expected to be a free agent, so there's a real chance Gronk could become a Bengal.
Wow.
CJ, during the fan rally said I'm not missing the biggest game of my life and ripped off his the knee brace.
Very dramatic.
Well, it sure is.
Yoma. Sorry,
reminded me TJ. Of when, reminded me of when Josh came back to work here.
Yeah.
Oh, what did he rip off?
Remember, he came in here and he hadn't been on for a long, long time and spit the food all over the board and said, I'm ready to go.
Spit the food.
I thought he was going to say you tore off your lobster bib.
Yeah.
That would have been funnier.
Yeah. I was thinking girdle, but lobster bib's the best.
Threw away the pizza box.
I'm that's very, what I was going to say.
Dramatic.
Carrying in the pizza box. Yeah.
Very instead, I had a mouthful of food. And I
just spit it all over the mic.
I'm back.
I would never spit out food.
So sorry. Once again, Christy Lee at the news desk. Have we missed anything?
Here's a quick story for you, Josh Arnold.
Yes, please.
Miranda Lambert and Dierks Bentley are going to perform during the first intermission of the outdoor NHL game between the Predators and the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh.
That game will be held February 26th at Nissan Stadium in Nashville, home of the Tennessee Titans. Their performance will be shown as part of TNT's coverage of the game.
Cool.
It's kind of cool.
NHL ratings way up because of their now on TNT and TBS.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How's your team doing?
Oh, boy. You know, right now they're not doing much because of the Olympics, but because originally they were all going to be there, you know, the NHL players.
Oh, that's right.
But not great. Not great.
Oh, well. Are you going to go to a game this year?
I am, yeah.
St. Louis.
The end of April, something like that.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
When does their season end?
End of April.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a chance I'm going to the last game of the season.
Gotcha.
So hopefully we'll be...
Now, a few years ago, didn't we send you to...
You sure did. You sent my brothers and I to game five of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And you proved to be bad luck.
I sure did. Boy, we painted our beards blue and everything.
Aww.
Remember that? Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, I
didn't work.
That.
But we had a hell of a time, man. Thank you.
And then?
What?
And then they ended up winning.
They ended up winning.
Yeah.
That was great.
So
that was
blues.
Terrific. Yeah.
Go Blues. Okay, I'm sorry, Christy, back to you.
Well, that's all the sporting news I have, unless you have something to add.
We can go with some other stuff here.
All right.
Why don't we do this exciting story about the nun?
California nun and school principal who stole more than $800,000 to pay for a gambling habit has been sentenced to a year in federal prison.
And by the way, I'm sure headline writers everywhere are doubling down on habit.
Sure.
Sorry.
80-year-old sister, is it May Margaret Kruger, admitted to stealing the money over a 10-year period while she was principal at St. James Catholic School in the L.A. suburb of Torrance.
Oh, I think if I had a 10-year period, I'd start stealing the money.
Especially at 80. Yeah.
That's a miracle.
That is a miracle, Pat.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Where'd you get the story? National
that's
Geographic?
That's a miracle. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, she diverted the money to pay for personal expenses that included credit card charges and large gambling expenses incurred at casinos. She pleaded guilty last July. The Long Beach Press-Telegram reports, in addition to the prison sentence, U.S. District Court Judge Otis D. Wright II also ordered Kruger, to pay back the school approximately $835,000.
She got to get
that money.
You know how much she's going to pay back? None.
None.
No, that's part of the story that really?
She's going to have to start gambling again.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Yeah. Mama needs a new pair of sensible shoes. She's a nun going to prison. I was thinking about this. I think they're going to be a great TV show here. Black and White is the new black.
Hey, yeah. I like
shoot
it.
Of the orange thing.
My vow of celibacy.
She sounds like a sharp cookie.
Yeah.
A sharp cookie?
Oh, yeah. She's obviously, she was able to embezzle almost $1 million.
Yeah.
Have you paid Catholic school tuition?
Yeah, that's like a semester.
Yeah. Give her a week and she'll have all the prison cigarettes and ramen noodles. Now, we had another story about a nun that was in trouble. Do you remember this one a couple years ago?
You'd have to tell us the details.
It was a nun.
Give us a hint.
It was in France, and it involved a nun from the past. Her name.
Oh, yes.
Her name was Joan of Leeds, a 14th century nun. And here's the story. She faked her own death and made a daring escape from a convent, according to the CBC.
You remember why, Christy?
She fell in love?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
they way the way they word it, to pursue the ways of carnal lust.
Yeah,
and
man.
The reason this was in the news last year, it's because it was just uncovered by various scholars at the Center for Medieval Studies at the University of York, who found a bunch of letters written by Archbishop William Melton. So I guess this must have been, rather than in France, this must have been in the Leeds area of the UK.
So did she fall in love with the Archbishop or somebody else?
Well, here's the cool part. She crafted a dummy in the likeness of her own body and put it in the bed, mm-hmm. just like, what's the movie where that is, Escape from Alcatraz?
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm.
They put the body. And then it reads as follows. She had no shame in procuring or getting it to be buried in a sacred place. So she faked her death and somehow had them bury the dummy.
How did she do that?
Well, she's a slut, so she probably... little hand in.
They didn't know that the dummy in the bed.
There must have been other people involved.
Right, yeah. Exactly. They kind of thought it was a sort of a vast sort of conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And it was weird because in the bathroom stall, she wrote a phone number and called this guy for a good carnal lust. Would you have a tribute, Pat?
Stuck inside this convent. Feels like forever. Thank you, Linda. Making love to no one. Since God knows when. I'm through. I'm a hot mama. What do I do? I'm a hot mama. What should I do? If I ever get out of here, all I need is a pork a day. If I ever get out of here.
Very complicated. I got a lot going on over here.
It's still going on.
Well, I quit the habit with a mighty dash and left a dummy in the bed. Kissed the first one, said to the second guy there, they think that I'm dead. None on the run. None on the run. Did a sailor man and the bartender Dan. It's time to have some fun with the nun on the run. Da 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 do me nun on the run. Da 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 do me nun on the run.
Oh, that's great, Pat. Thank you.
A lot going on.
Yeah.
That's enough.
I guess you couldn't do the da 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 keyboard.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.